This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. And all week on Danny and Dusty, we have something very, 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 very special.
We've been looking forward to this one.
Yeah. I am a huge, huge fan.
You can say we.
We are a huge, huge fan.
But the show.
This show. Yeah. Yeah. We used to have Wu-Tang Wednesdays here.
Indeed.
Well, Wu-Tang Clan is coming to Moda Center.
Dun, 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 dun. With Run the Jewels.
And Wu-Tang Clan is for the children. We know this.
And they are not to be messed with.
Do you know why Wu-Tang Clan is for the children?
Go on.
Do you know the answer to that? We will go back to the time machine. Way, way back to 1998 when Wu-Tang Forever came out. And they were up for Album of the Year. Hip-Hop Album of the Year. And they ended up losing to Puff Daddy. Now known as Diddy. Now known as... in prison.
Yeah. Did you see his lawyer quit?
Yeah.
His lawyer that was on Osama bin Laden's defense team, and he quit because he said he couldn't in good conscience continue.
Which means there was probably some ethics violations that they were wanting to be committed.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, things are tracking that way.
Yeah. It's not like Diddy's broke and can't afford his lawyer.
But in 1998, Wu-Tang Clan lost hip-hop album of the year to Puff Daddy.
To a deviant.
At the end of the Grammys that year, they gave out Song of the Year to Sean Collins. And
Colvin.
Sean Colvin. And Old Dirty Bastard, ODB, of Wu-Tang Clan, bum-rushed the stage before Kanye did it and gave this speech.
Please calm down. The music and everything. I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. You know what I mean? Because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best. Okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
ODB, rest in peace. Wu-Tang is for the children. With that being said, we have a pair of tickets that we will be giving out every single day this week in the 1 o'clock hour to go see Wu-Tang Clan with Run the Jewels on July 1st, 2025 at Moda Center, and we will give you that chance to win. Listen all week long during Danny and Dusty, and listen for the code word and text it to 503-864-6326 for your chance to win. Right now is your chance. Text KIDS to 503-864-6326 for your chance to enter to win a pair of tickets to Wu-Tang Clan with Run the Jewels on July 1st. Head to 1080thefan.com for complete details.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
When rest of the week, when you hear that, when you hear this,
Wu-Tang is for the children.
I want you to text KIDS to 503-864-6326. You will hear this at some point the rest of the week.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
That's where KIDS to 503-864-6326 comes in. I'm pumped for that. ODB, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Shimmy, shimmy, yah, shimmy, yah, shimmy, yay.
Yep. But we got Wu-Tang tickets all week long right here on The Fan. Look at that. Okay. Phil Jackson popularized a threshold for NBA championships. He said that the mark of an NBA champion is to reach 40 wins before you pick up your 20th loss of the season. That was pretty simple for Phil. You get to 40 before you pick up your 20th loss, you are a title contender. This weekend, we saw the Knicks, Grizzlies, and Nuggets all pick up their 20th losses of the season before hitting that 40-win threshold, eliminating them. That leads us to, we only have three teams remaining in Phil Jackson's mind that could win a title: the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Boston Celtics, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Do you believe that there's only three teams that can win a title this year?
No. No. I would throw the Nuggets in there still, too, even though they got punked by the Lakers. Jokic, to me, is still the best player on the planet, all respect due to SGA. And I know everybody wants to give the narrative to SGA. What Jokic is doing, he's better than his other MVP years. And when you've got the best player on the planet, and Jamal Murray is not absolute garbage like he was in the Olympics and in the first 2.5 months of the season, and you've got Michael Porter Jr. who can get hot, and you've got Aaron Gordon, and you know how to win. Yeah. And the thing about the Nuggets is, particularly this year, they started out really poor. But outside of that, they've been one of the best teams in the league after that start. Like they have figured it out. So I squint a little bit at that. But I mean you look at the Nuggets, they won 7 in a row, 8 in a row. I think they've won 9 out of the last 10. Like they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
They're really good.
I think it's the only other team I would put in there.
I went back and I was looking this stat up. So in the last 40 seasons, there have only been 4 teams to win a title that have not hit that threshold of 40-20, the 40-20 threshold, picking up 40th win before the 20th loss of the season. They are the 1995 Rockets, the 2004 Pistons, the 2006 Miami Heat, and the 2021 Milwaukee Bucks. Only 4 teams over 40 years. So 90% of your title winners have met that mark.
And every one of those teams has multiple Hall of Famers on it.
Multiple Hall of Famers on it. Yeah. Like, Phil Jackson was kind of right.
It's a pretty succinct margin. It's the same thing of, like, teams have never won a title being outside of the top 12 in either offense or defense in rating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it doesn't happen. I think the only time it's ever happened was that the Cavs season in 16-17, because they were coasting through the Eastern Conference. Yep. They were very much locked in on playoffs are the only thing that matter. We need
sure. They were winning games.
Yeah.
They
were running teams on the floor.
On the defensive end of the floor, they were, meh, all right.
Yeah, they at one point in time in that season, I think they were like 28th in defense until like the final 2 months, and they got to like 20th. But then it's that, and then it was the 15-16 Warriors who turned it on. Like the second half of the season, I think they finished like 14th in defense. But outside of that, like you've got to be upper echelon.
And when when you think of those teams, so that 95 Rockets team, okay, they were aging, but
loaded.
The 04 Pistons were probably the best defensive team that we've seen.
Yeah. It's up there like the 85 Bears.
The
worst defender in that lineup is Rip, and Rip was at least passable.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you had a defensive player of the year in Ben.
I was going to say since the Dynastic Bulls, but I mean, where they were, they had pit bulls everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you had Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, and you could get away with Jed Buchler and Steve Kerr.
Yeah. And then you had the 2006 Miami Heat.
Really good defensive team.
And then the 2021 Milwaukee Bucks had Giannis, and he went absolutely crazy. And that was the rise of, like, hey, that Chris Middleton guy, he's really good when he's healthy.
Brooke Lopez was
Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were out of this world.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Nuggets, probably the only one in that group, because the Knicks and the Grizzlies are close. Knicks, Grizzlies, and Nuggets all 37-20, by the way.
The Knicks and Grizzlies, to me, are fraudulent contenders, but really good teams. Did you see what the Celtics did to the Knicks again?
Yeah. Absolutely, boat racing. I think it's like they've had a lead in four matchups with the Celtics. They've had a lead for a total of like 50 seconds.
Yeah. And the Knicks, I want to say they're 0-10. 0-10, I think, against the top four in the league. Something like that. Or top six in the league.
Yeah, I did see that. It is against Oklahoma City, Boston, and Cleveland. Yeah.
They're winless.
Yeah. I think they're 0-7.
And they're getting smoked.
Yeah. That's not good, Bob.
No.
That's not good, Bob. All right. Well, so we're buying, but selling a little bit. The Nuggets could join the list. They could be the fifth in the last 40 seasons.
Is there any other team that you think could hop in here? Like, do you believe in the Knicks? Do you believe in the Grizzlies?
No. Well, the one that's going to be interesting is the Lakers.
They don't have
a big. And that is going to be their Jackson Hayes, Alex Len. If you're leaning on those two guys.
Go with God.
Yeah. Because you are going to run into, in the NBA Finals, in the Western Conference Finals, you are going to run into teams that are
elite. If you want to say that what you saw from the Lakers against the Nuggets this weekend was like the thing, and that's what you're going to call on, be my guest.
Okay.
Be my guest.
Well, seven game series.
Yeah, I don't buy that for 1 second.
All right.
I don't think you can do that to Nikola Jokic for four games.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think you can either. NFL Combine is this weekend. Dylan Gabriel will throw. Shedeur Sanders will not. He's getting crushed for it. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Shedeur Sanders will not throw at the NFL Combine.
Coward. Certainly he's the first person that would do that.
Yeah. Boy, he's getting dragged on this one.
I mean, are you surprised? He's got a target on his back.
No, I'm not surprised, but I think people just
are being dumb.
Pick and choose your times to be an idiot.
Yeah.
And this is not the time to do it. The top quarterbacks rarely do throw at the combine.
Yeah, there's no point.
Here's the thing with Shedeur Sanders: if he throws at the combine, he has questions. We all know he has questions. Will any of those questions be answered at the NFL Combine?
No,
because his question isn't accuracy, because he is an accurate quarterback. He is. His arm strength, if you want to question his arm strength, sure, go ahead. Question his arm strength. You're not going to find that out at the NFL Combine. You can do it at his pro day. But the fact that he's not going to throw and not going to work out at the Combine, I'm not going to criticize. I'm not going to roast him for that. What I do is I love it when guys say, no, I'll go compete wherever. You know, I'll go do it. I want in on competing no matter when it is, where it is. Bo Nix did it last year at the Combine.
Yeah.
And it worked out for him. But for every guy that goes and throws and it works out swimmingly, like in Bo got criticized too for some of his throws. It's like people will glom onto a couple of throws with receivers that you don't work out with.
Good or bad.
And it's like, oh my gosh, can you believe this? Pump the brakes. Like at no point will a quarterback ever, and I mean ever, go into an NFL game without throwing the ball to a receiver at a minimum 100 times. Yeah, that's even like in practice. Like you go and you get a new receiver and you trade for a receiver or a free agent comes on. Every single quarterback, that guy's going to play. You go and you make sure that you get timing with him. And you don't get that at the combine. And if you do get it at the combine, you have some of those guys. You have a bunch of the guys that will do the line jumping thing and they're going to watch the line. It's all curated. So just wait until they get to their pro day and you'll be able to see it there. There's top-tier quarterbacks every single year that don't throw at the combine. The people roasting Shedeur Sanders, it's just because you have an axe to grind with Shedeur Sanders. And look, you have a little bit of ammo. It's not going to get you very far, though, because we're all going to find out what Shedeur is once he gets to the NFL. I'm not a huge fan of Shedeur as an NFL quarterback. I'm not a huge fan of really any of the guys, NFL quarterbacks. They had this year's quarterback class. Because they all have legitimate questions about them. Shedeur, he holds onto the ball way too long. He is way too risk averse. And now you don't want a guy who goes out and Jameis Winston's that thing and gives you 30 picks and 30 touchdowns in a year. But you want a guy that trusts his arm and is going to try to throw a seed in there every now and then. Shedeur is not that guy. He padded his numbers by taking sacks and not turfing a ball for incompletions over both of the years that we saw him in extended time at Colorado. That's a huge red flag in the NFL because a sack is a drive ender in the NFL. In college, it's not so much a drive ender. In the NFL, you get sacked more often than not, that drive is toast. You're done.
Yes.
You're cooked. And you can't do that in the NFL. That's going to be a big one for me with him. With Cam Ward, it's like the complete opposite. Like if you would just cram Cam Ward and Shedeur into one quarterback.
You have a hell of a quarterback.
You have an elite quarterback because Cam Ward's like, nope, gotta keep this thing alive. I'm going to try to YOLO. and it gets him in trouble a lot.
I'm trying to think of the most recent quarterback who went to the combine, though, and had a couple of good throws the other way and maybe got a little bit more buzz, and Will Levis comes to mind.
Yeah, Malik, the other Titans quarterback, Malik Willis did it. And remember, he picked up the garbage.
There you go.
You know, on the sidewalk.
Him and Anthony Richardson.
But yeah, it can make it, like for Dylan Gabriel and James Crepia, the Oregonian, says Dylan Gabriel will throw at the at the combine. For a guy like Dylan Gabriel, go ahead, do it. No, he needs to do it.
It's not going
to
hurt you.
No, he needs to do it because he's not one of the top flight guys. The only thing that can come from the top flight guys throwing at the combine is people nitpick you and the public perception craters you.
Do pro days.
I could flip this on its head though and say, if there's a team that doesn't draft you because fans didn't like what you did at the combine, probably a good thing they don't draft you then. So maybe you should throw. You know, if like the Jets are sitting there like, what was it, Brick Johnson? If Brick Johnson's sitting there going, Dad, no, at the combine he didn't have it. And Woody's like, yeah, you know what? You're right, son. We're not going to draft a quarterback.
The Giants GM's kid, remember he was the one that said, keep Saquon and go for...
and get Jaden Daniels?
Yeah. Sam.
Sometimes kid GM is smarter than actual
a lot of Madden.
GM. Most of the time, not so much.
Every now and then, though.
I understand why people don't like Shador. I do. Because he's got that... I would have loved to have seen like a Jim Harbaugh Michigan team coaching against Deion in Colorado. Because he would have given the whole Michigan or the Ohio State born on third, think you hit a triple speech. That would have been like his whole thing. I think that's what a lot of people have the gripe with Shador. Shador's a really good quarterback.
No, he is. Like, he is deserving of being a top, you know, 2-round quarterback. There's no doubt about that.
If he went in last year's draft, he would not have been a 1st-round pick.
He would have been after everybody else that was taken in the first.
I think in most drafts, he would not be the top quarterback.
No.
But that doesn't, like, we're talking about the top 1% of the top 1%.
Yes.
He's good.
Yeah.
He is good. And that's the thing with every, like even Daniel Jones flamed out in New York with the Giants. Daniel Jones is a damn fine quarterback too. He went to the playoffs with New York even, right? And you could say all you want, well, that wasn't because of him. You roll out any middling quarterback and you say, go play in the NFL. They are going to pee all over their shoes out there. Daniel Jones did that quite often, but he was still good enough to get him to the playoffs a year. And so, like, take it easy on Shador. We can criticize him later when he's holding on to the ball, taking sacks behind a really bad offensive line, because usually that's what happens when you get drafted really high in the NFL draft. He just needs to go back and keep complaining and bickering with Cam Ward. That's the NFL draft content that I need. Is him and Cam Ward yelling at each other about how they're not good.
But you want to give me a reality show I'll mildly pay attention to? There you go.
I'm in. I'm so in.
All right, coming next here, time for our worst day on the web, and I'm going into this one a little bit blind, but it appears Steve Smith stepped into it in somebody else's family.
Buddy.
Ooh, boy. But first, here's a big kind of Sports Center update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
The latest episode of on As the NFL Turns, because boy, this is a soap opera. Steve Smith Sr., formerly of the Carolina Panthers, Baltimore Ravens, and now NFL pontificator. I think if you're an NFL fan, you know who Steve Smith is.
You should.
He's very vocal and blunt. We'll use blunt. Is apparently caught up allegedly in a home wrecker situation where
I don't think this is allegedly caught up anymore.
Yeah, no. When you have this many receipts, it's kind of a lot. A guy named Tony Martinez, starting out on Twitter with tagging Steve Smith, says, "Hit me up. Does your wife know you've been bleeping my wife?"
Well, yeah. Okay.
That's where it started.
That's not where it started. It started on Facebook is where this whole thing started.
Oh, so this is where it all started.
Where
it originated.
So
okay.
You want to talk about the worst day on the web? This is turning into the worst like days on the web for Steve Smith because this is going nowhere anytime soon because there's not much to talk about in the sports world. So the sports world is just taking this over. On Friday night, this dude starts going off. Like he posted on his wife's Facebook account.
Got the Facebook login and oh boy.
Her name is Nicole Martinez, and he went on there and he said, "Hi, I'm Nicole Martinez, though I won't be a Martinez much longer. You see, I've been cheating on my husband, and I've been doing it with a very famous Steve Smith Sr. Pics attached for reference. I had him hidden under 3, but that's been fixed. My husband bought me a house. He stood by me after I'd been arrested twice for domestic violence." We have to revisit that. And this is how I repay him and our son. There's plenty of message here, Steve. Crazy the kind of revealing message a celebrity will send. And then it has 3 screenshots under that of
sexual innuendo that we can't say on the radio.
That's to say the least.
You can barely say it on cable TV.
It has a lot of you're teasing me, you know, D.C. She says D.C. is about an hour away. That's easier than New York. We need to meet up. And I mean, if you want to get into the more graphic ones,
it's there for you.
There is a lot there, including
and if you want Steve Smith Sr.'s phone number, you've got it now.
Yeah, he definitely has to change that because that's been posted
and
to
just,
the internet.
This is another point of reference in case somebody's like, oh, maybe somebody's pretending to be Steve Smith. It's a Charlotte area code.
Well, and there's also a video that this dude posted. Now, this is where he goes to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all right, maybe Facebook isn't my thing. He goes to Twitter and he replied to with that tweet that you sent. Or that you read, right? To a video that Steve Smith put out there. Hit me up. Does your wife know you've been my wife?
Mm-hmm. And then he goes, Tony Martinez goes full on crash out and tags Antonio Brown, which for those that don't know, Antonio Brown does not run that account. It's a social media influencer that just basically bought the account and just does crazy stuff with it now. But he also tagged ESPN, TMZ, the Panthers, Steve Smith, again, the NFL Network, Ghost Golf Clubs, TaylorMade Golf, Yeti Coolers, and Shady Rays Sunglasses.
So
I would imagine that those are all sponsors.
If you go, if you went, I don't even know if it's still there anymore. If you went to Steve Smith's Twitter account, he had all of the companies that he endorsed. When Ghost Golf, TaylorMade, and Yeti and Shady Rays are among them. So he just went, I'm going to go full on scorched earth on this guy. My thing, though, the whole CTESPN, he went Antonio Brown out of the gate with this thing.
I mean,
he went full on, like, I'm going to go, I know ESPN's not going to pick this up. NFL Network.
But I know who will.
And it's Antonio Brown.
And I think AB's account has a couple million followers.
Antonio Brown has been tweeting about this today. He's been taking this content and just running with it. From
2.4 million followers.
From,
so you want to amplify something? There you go.
Ooh, buddy. And so all of these are put out there. But now, with the Ravens, this is an interesting one. He said, my wife works for the Marching Ravens. She's in the Ravens marching band. She met Steve Smith Sr. at work. Steve Smith's been blank my wife. I've got receipts. I got a lot more, homie.
And he just dumped those on Twitter.
And there's messages about them meeting up at the facility, apparently, hooking up at the facility. This is bad news. And if you're wondering, Steve Smith's been with his wife since 2000. They have multiple children.
4 kids together.
Since college.
Boy.
Ooh, boy.
This is not good. The part that I... the part about this is there is a video that this guy, Tony Martinez, who I believe has... Earlier today, when I went and I looked...
His Twitter account's gone.
Yeah, he deleted it.
Yeah. Steve Smith's still up, but hasn't tweeted since the 21st, which these tweets came out on the 22nd.
Yeah, I have a feeling social media is the last thing that he's worried about right now. Mm. This dude posted a video on YouTube of him calling Steve Smith. And almost too calmly being like, hey, man, you're blanking my wife. Steve Smith just goes, I'm sorry.
That's it? That's it. No.
He's just like, I'm sorry.
Not, no, you got the wrong number. No, not.
Not who is this? Sorry. That's a heck of a
dog.
I think he's going, oh boy, this is really hitting the fan right now.
I wonder how many there are. If it's just her, like maybe there's others.
Ooh, that's like a great question. Like, is this Steve Smith's like burner phone that he's been working with?
You know,
there's hell to pay on all accounts here. Mm-hmm. And there's
everybody's mad at this guy. Like, dude, you don't do this in public. And I'm like, no, but if you are,
well, this is coming from the multiple gold medal wedding petty Olympian.
Yeah.
The Danny Meringue. If your wife ever cheated on you, this is how it would go down.
It would not go.
It would be very public.
It would be
everything that is happening would be very public.
It would be an emotional nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
I would not handle it.
Very similar to what that's exactly what this guy did, is he went emotional nuclear bomb here. And
mutually assured destruction.
That's right. Like, not, this doesn't end well for Tony, Nicole, Steve Smith,
or his wife.
This doesn't end well for anybody, and he is making sure that that happens.
Oof.
This goes very similar to your thoughts on, like, Canada booing our anthem. When you said, no, this is exactly how you do it. You go out, and we start wars. That's what you said. This is war being started. And I don't blame it. War should be started over this.
Oh, God, yes. If there's ever anything to have war over,
this would be it.
Look, folks, the Battle of Troy.
There is another part of this that, boy, Steve Smith catching a lot of heat because they're like, you blew up. And Steve Smith's wife, beautiful.
Yes.
There is a very unflattering picture of the woman in the comparisons that she is getting.
Jeff Van Gundy.
Are not great.
No, but also I will say that since there are multiple pictures of her, attractive woman.
Attractive woman. Picture.
I've seen a lot of beta males in the replies with some nasty comments, and I'm just sitting there going, I bet you've never come anywhere near a woman that looked that good.
Yeah. What do you think Tony's going through today?
Probably a case.
Do you think he's regretting the social media blast? He deleted his Twitter, but I think that's because he was like getting thousands of followers.
Yes.
Because they're like, want to watch this.
Let me go ahead and track this one.
Yeah. Like, one of his tweets is, holy S, that Steve Smith, it tagged him, Steve Smith, senior 89, D'ing down my wife.
Mm.
Ugh. See? Like,
I mean, you're going
to keep that to my, keep, I mean, that to ourselves.
You're just spiraling.
He is spiraling in a big way.
Big way.
Big way.
Big way. So, there you go. That's our worst day on the web. Coming up next.
Do you think he was going to be on combine stuff? He's usually at the combine doing interviews on the field.
I bet you he's not now.
Yeah, he's been probably taking off that assignment.
I bet you he's not doing anything with the Ravens either.
No. Oh, people were real quick when he did my wife was in the marching band to find pictures. They did like one of those cutesy, hey, Steve Smith is a legend for the Ravens. Mm-hmm. We're going to have him as the lead marching band director. He's in marching band attire.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's how they met.
So the meme that's going around is the Steve Smith in the marching band attire with this one time at band camp.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's probably not going well for old Tony there.
Oh, sweet God.
This is really bad, dude.
Those flutes, man.
This is really bad.
Those flutes.
How does that conversation start? Like, the marching band isn't around the players. Like, it probably was during this bit thing, that they were doing with
saw
Steve Smith.
Saw something liked and she did too.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Just great people all around.
Sorry, Tony.
I feel bad for Tony here.
Well, I do too. He didn't ask for any of this, except for when he put it all over social media and then tagged Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Did he think that people weren't going to screenshot it?
Yeah, I mean.
Did he think that people weren't going to screen record and
the,
be like,
the internet
yeah,
is forever.
The internet is. That's in the Library of Congress now. Mm-hmm. All tweets go to the Library of Congress. So
crazy. Crazy.
Poor dude.
All right, coming up next, local guy does well. Peyton Pritchard, sixth man of the year. It's pretty likely going to happen. We'll get to that in more. In Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan. Westland legend, former Oregon Duck, Peyton Pritchard is the odds-on favorite to win the NBA Sixth Man of the Year award, according to Bet365. He is currently at minus 160. The closest competitor is DeAndre Hunter at plus 280. So this isn't, you know, Wemby pre-injury winning Defensive Player of the Year. But he is the very strong favorite, and I do believe DeAndre Hunter is the guy that could rise up and nip him on the heels. Even though Peyton Pritchard does lead in totals, because DeAndre Hunter was a fill-in starter for the Hawks for a little while. He didn't have quite as many games coming off the bench. It's 37 to 56, I believe. DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench is averaging 18.4 points, 4 rebounds, and 1.4 assists.
Not too shabby.
Peyton Pritchard is having 14 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Again, Pritchard's been very good. But where Pritchard has been great is that he is shooting 41.2% from three on 7.8 attempts per game.
That's pretty incredible.
Yes. He has turned himself into not just a good, but a great three-point shooter. He has also become the master of the end of the quarter heave.
Oh, yeah.
He's hit a ton of those. And look, I will eat some crow on this. I did not think Peyton Pritchard was going to be able to stick in the NBA. I just did not think he was big enough nor a good enough shooter. He was a good shooter. He was not this level of shooter coming out. But Peyton Pritchard is maybe one of the hardest workers in the entire NBA. And I don't say that to like cover up like, oh, this is what I had wrong. I'm saying that in congratulatory fashion because he is different.
There are a lot of people that were frustrated with the deal that he got with Boston, mm-hmm. saying that Boston overpaid. Now it's a sweetheart of a deal because when you look at where Pritchard leads, he leads the NBA from bench players in points, threes, and plus minus. Mm-hmm. He's second in assist of all bench players, and he's sixth in the NBA off the bench in steals. Mm-hmm. That's pretty damn good for a guy that came in as a, if you squint, it works, but he is a fit guy too.
Yes.
Like in
Boston, it makes sense because they allow him to bomb away from three.
And he, in Joe Mazzulla, the style that they play, when you have Brad Stevens in the identification of the type of player that they wanted, dude, Peyton Pritchard kind of checked their boxes of what they need. And look, him playing in Boston obviously is going to help for Sixth Man of the Year, regardless of how DeAndre Hunter finishes this year. Mm-hmm. Because you have a team that is relevant, a title contender, the reigning NBA champions.
It's Boston versus Cleveland
and
market.
It's Boston. Yeah. Like, he will be that guy.
Even more than that, the shoe fitting. You know, the system, the fit. I think that's the biggest thing because you throw Peyton Pritchard, and this isn't to take away from him. You throw him on most other teams, they do not have the personnel to cover up for his deficiencies. And that is his size. You just can't get around the fact that he's our size.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also what makes him, tells you just how good he is.
Yeah.
To me, the single biggest thing in sports, like the most amazing thing in professional sports in my lifetime, is how good Spud Webb was. How good he was at 5'3". I'm sorry, Muggsy Bogues. Spud Webb was 5'7". Muggsy Bogues was 5'3". And he wasn't just a gimmick. He was a good player. Peyton Pritchard in the modern NBA playing in the league at under 6 foot and being this good is incredible.
I thought his combine was actually he came in taller.
In shoes he came in at 6 foot.
Oh. I thought he came in over.
No.
Yeah. I always scoffed at the 6'1" though that they were giving him.
No.
But his size is an issue, but the dude creates space.
Mm-hmm. He's a hell of a shooter, and even though he's smaller, diminutive as it were, he generates steals.
Yeah.
Like you can make up for, this is what we talk about with things with the Blazers all the time. Like if you have a deficiency, can you make up for it somehow?
He's having a hell of a season.
He is. And him winning Sixth Man of the Year should not be a surprise. He is the favorite. I think you can make a very real case for DeAndre Hunter. Since the Cavs traded for him, they haven't lost. I think they're 7-0. 7-0 or 8-0 since they traded for him.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's really good. But it's a very interesting spot, and I think Pritchard has done enough to where he's very likely going to win it, and it is a hell of a success story.
Yeah. Well, I remember, though, when Nike Hoop Summit was here and Peyton Pritchard was going into his junior year.
Played for the Portland Generals.
He went in, and they bring in local all-star team, and it's usually like college kids, like guys that are playing at small colleges, or sometimes like Portland State, they'll bring in a couple of guys from Portland State, and they'll have them scrimmage against the world team, so they have bodies to go up against. And I remember the conversations were, who is this guy? Like, who's this little white point guard playing for the practice squad?
Yeah, very
and there
different
you were
from
2 more years, he was playing for Team USA as part of the Nike Hoop Summit.
You know, other guys that have been brought down on that team are, you know, young Michael Porter Jr., young Paolo Banchero, like young DeJounte Murray. Like, it's Northwest talent.
Mookie Cook played on it a couple years back.
Like, Matt McKay from Pro Insight is the guy who has been put those teams together, and he's a scout. And they bring in those Portland Generals teams. They 1 year, Steve Blake played for the Portland Generals at like 35 years old. And it was very funny watching 35-year-old Steve Blake, 36-year-old Steve Blake, who had clearly lost more than a step, still just give these high schoolers the biggest work. Have you seen the clip from, I want to say it was 2 years ago, Mike Miller at Memphis? He went to practice with Penny.
Penny,
you know, and he's in there in Memphis, and you know he's Jaws' agent. He went into the Memphis practice in, you know, Nike Tech fleece and a pair of J's unlaced, and gave a good Memphis team, like one just playing ones, ran every single one of them basically off the floor without them scoring, and just old man gamed them to death. And you're like, this is Mike Miller, like 5 years removed, 6 years removed from the NBA.
But that's the thing, is that Peyton Pritchard had that when he was in high, like the old man game is kind of why he thrived.
Precise footwork, precise shooting, being very, and here's the thing.
Great handles.
Great, great handles. And even more than that, Peyton Pritchard, you know, fast PP, that's his nickname. Pritchard is that, he is bursty quick. That's where he can create the space for, you know, to generate that space that he needs to get his threes off. That is his super skill.
Yeah, pretty interesting and pretty cool that the local kid is going to, in all likelihood, be the sixth man of the year in the NBA, not just a role player for the title-winning Boston Celtics, but finally earning that respect league-wide of what he can do, man. It's been awesome to kind of watch him grow as a player, because there's been substantial growth from when he was at Oregon to where he is now in the NBA for the Celtics.
Absolutely.
Carved out a role.
Coming up next year on Danny and Dusty, the Portland Trailblazers set a franchise record with a 53-point win over the Charlotte Hornets. They now embark on the longest road trip of the season, a 7-game slate that will see them crisscross the country twice. What needs to happen on this trip for the Blazers to make decisions one way or the other? Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.